I'm Bessie T. Arthur, the space lady.
And she'll be taking up space on our program for the next 30 minutes. This is Joe Pine, and the action starts in a moment. With us now is Mrs. Bessie T. Arthur, better known as the Space Lady of Colorado Springs. We'll talk about her spectacular healing power, and particularly the cooperation she gets from the, and I quote, space people, unquote. But first, Bessie, you have said part of your mission is to tell us Earth folks about the supermen who are coming down here soon. Would you elaborate on that, please?
Yes, I have a great deal of records on this, and in my memory and all. They do come, and they do help us to accomplish ways of peace and better ways of living. They could have brought peace to this earth if we had listened to them sufficiently to bring this about.
Is it true that you left your husband for one of these spacemen?
Oh, no.
Why did you divorce Mr. Arthur?
Oh, that has nothing to do with this.
No, not exactly, Bessie. Let's tell the truth. Didn't he think you were a bit of a kook on the subject of this and religion?
No, I never mentioned this to him.
Didn't you leave him because he wouldn't go along with your rather unusual ways?
Oh, well, no, he was not very religious, and I was. And I was told that the longer we lived, the farther apart we'd be, so...
Who told you that?
One of my advisors, these space people that come to see me.
You mean to tell me that a spaceman came along and broke up your marriage, Bessie?
No, it was pretty well broken. If I hadn't left and gotten a divorce, I wouldn't have been here now. It was killing me.
Why?
Because a person has to express herself some. You can't just be downed all the time.
You mean your husband kept telling you to shut up?
That sort of thing, perhaps. But we're really getting off the subject, Joe.
Well, I often wonder, though, if Mr. Arthur himself might have been a spaceman. Maybe he got tired of you and had one of his space colleagues come and say, lose the guy. And you thought you were doing yourself a favor. Maybe you did him one.
No, I'd like to bring out how science of Earth has been developed.
And so we leave Mr. Arthur.
Because of the reports on the flying saucers. I have an article here dated even way back in 1952 on this. It says, science used on reports of sky saucers. And they, scientists and government people have told me that I have done a lot to, through my reports and through the knowledge and wisdom that I've had.
Scientists have told you that you've done a lot?
Yes, and I have amazed science. In 1954, scientists have stood up in the audience and they've said, well, I'm amazed that you know these things when you haven't had any laboratory or experience in, you know, math, higher math, and all these things.
Did you ever take a lie detector test?
No, I don't need to. They know it. They stand up and tell me this is true. And well, also,
I mean,
one man stood up and told me that I was right, that Clarion was exactly in the spot I said it was on. The planet Clarion.
How did you know where the planet Clarion was?
Because I went there.
You went to the planet Clarion?
Yes. Well, don't be insipid about it.
Would you locate the planet Clarion for me? I don't believe I have it in my atlas.
It's one of the 12 planets in this universe, and this number 44 who comes through Salt Lake City brings out that there are 12 planets in this universe, and the planet Clarion, or Vida, is the higher octave of this Earth.
What man told you that you had that correctly placed?
There was a man that stood up in the audience, and he said that there were a group of them who studied higher math, and they had it all figured out according to this higher math that there was a planet exactly in that position that I said it was. And he had questioned me over a long period of time like scientists do. I used to stamp my foot because I thought they were making fun of me.
Uh-oh.
And turn my back on them when they'd start asking me questions way down, primary questions, you know, and then go back over and ask me the same questions again.
You stamped your foot?
I would stamp my foot and be furious at them because I thought they were making fun of me. But then I realized that there's a different type of mind, so I was very patient with him, and I answered all these questions for about an hour after my lecture once.
Now, Bessie, when was it you first heeded the Clarion call to Clarion?
That was in 1937. This is right.
Just how did you make this trip to Clarion?
Well, I was standing on the beach.
Just standing there?
Yes.
Did you have your shoes off?
No, I was fully dressed.
Oh.
I was watching the, you might say the stars come out as we think of it.
Sure.
And become visible. And this one star made unusual movements in the sky. I thought it was a very bright star at first. And then when it made these very unusual movements, I prayed and I said, well, the Father, I said, now, Father, if this is one of the ships that has my brothers on it from outer space, I said, well, then let it come down and let me see them. And I said, if they be of God. So, things started to happen.
Right there on the beach.
Yes. It started glowing and kind of circles around, and you could tell it was moving and it was coming so fast and all. And then I said, well, I know that I can just go right up to it to meet it, too. And so I went up partway. It didn't land clear on the ground, and I went up in the ship.
Now, wait a minute. It didn't. How did you levitate yourself off the beach?
It was up a stairway of light.
You walked up a stairway of light?
Yes, it was up kind of like a light beam, but it was like stairs.
Were they playing music like, I'll build a stairway to the stars, huh?
Oh, I tell you, it's something very wonderful, Joe.
Was it?
Yes.
So you walked up the stairway of light, and you entered the spaceship where you met these divine creatures from outer space from the planet Clarion, is that correct?
Yes.
And did you then proceed to Clarion?
Yes, we did. And
how long did it take?
The whole time. You mean the round trip? I figured.
No, just the one way.
I figured the most. Well, I didn't time that, but at most the round trip couldn't have been more than an hour and a half.
You mean to say you just circled the planet? You didn't land or anything?
I didn't get off the ship.
Well, why not?
Because I could tell everything about it anyway without getting off.
Well, weren't you curious?
And I could tell about it. I could see how they lived, that they had no police force. They didn't need it. They are perfectly well. They don't have to have any hospitals or any medicine or anything.
Did they have
like
any hot dog stands?
Oh, Joe, you do think of the funniest things.
Well, did they, Bessie?
Well, I didn't look for them. But their food is divine, too.
Do they eat cheeseburgers?
Well, you can have a cheeseburger, a hamburger, a hot dog.
Right there on Clarion.
If you want it. Whatever your heart desires.
Do they smoke cigarettes?
You know, occasionally I have seen a spaceman smoking a cigarette.
Filter or regular?
I didn't check that. There weren't so many filters the last time I saw one smoking.
Any of them smoke cigars?
In fact, well, I'm just about getting to that point where one smoked a pipe. He was here about 3 months, and I knew him for about 3 months. And that was in 53 before he took off in his spaceship, and he smoked a pipe.
We'll come back to the space lady, Bessie T. Arthur, after these words. When you were in the spaceship, did you notice a sound as if an owl would be hooting at any time over the PA system of the ship, the hooting as of an owl?
I don't recall that particularly.
See, I have
right
a special
now.
Reason for asking you that.
Well, let me think. I'd have to tune back in. You should have asked me.
The hooting of an owl. Now, just concentrate
earlier
on that for a moment.
The hooting of an owl. Well, let's see.
You would have heard it over the PA system.
I know there were sounds, and there were sounds, and sounds can have to do with their flight and all that.
Now, this would have been internally.
Oh, internally.
Yes. Something you would have heard the way you listen on your car radio. Hoot, hoot, hoot. That kind of thing.
Oh, yes, I believe I did. There was something that made me think of that, perhaps, because there was an owl that used to get up on the telephone line near our room when I was a child. And it made me think of that. See, I have
You did seem to detect that.